legislation. Gentlemen, just to let you know, we have officially posted this.
Let me call. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this September 5th, 2013 to order. Our first order of business. Yes, commission remarks. Does any commissioner have any remark at this time before we begin the meeting? I do. I attended a meeting last week, and I attended a sewer board meeting this week. And one of the things that they do for the formal record is a roll call, just call your name. And that's something that we might consider. So sometime when we have a discussion, let's chat about whether or not to do something like that. It helps to set the tone for the clerk who's doing the minutes. And if they're using templates, they know who is there, who is not, so they don't accidentally place me making a motion if I wasn't here, for example. It just, I think it's no reflection on you. It's just an assist and a guide, and I think it should be part of the record. I like it in the other meetings where I see that, and just something for us to consider. Either of you have a comment? No?
Yes? I think that would be fine. In previous minutes, before I was ever in a county commissioner's position, I see my name as a county commissioner. And so that would be that would solve that problem, and just a simple roll call at that time.
Setting of the 2013 county levies. Donna Neely.
Gentlemen, just to let you know, we've done the official posting of the public hearing in the newspaper. It was required to be in the newspaper 7 days prior to this meeting, and it was in the newspaper. Mr. Houseman, you have a copy of the Road and Bridge levy and the General County levy. At this point, since we voluntarily rolled the sales tax, the levy back to zero last year, we cannot set a levy this year. However, in discussions with the auditor, we should still be doing the calculation for our 50% reduction due to sales tax. I did bring a copy of the original ballot language where it does discuss that we are required to do it for 50% rollback. So I have prepared those calculations for you, and Ron has a copy of that.
Gentlemen, in front of me are the pro forma state auditor's review of the data submitted, which based upon that, they provide a formula and calculate, based on prior year's tax rate ceilings, what a political subdivision's tax rate should be for that taxable year. Taney County, if there were no sales tax, based upon reassessment back in the 80s, would be allowed to assess a levy for general county revenue of 0.2624, or basically 26 cents per $100 assessed valuation. And Road and Bridge would be allowed to establish a levy of 0.1970, 20 cents if it were rolled up, as a tax levy again for Road and Bridge. With the rollback provision of the first sales tax that was implemented in Taney County that the voters gave us approval, the commission chose that at least 50% of the sales tax collected would mean that there's an automatic reduction in the property tax of that much money. So you have to actually calculate what levy would have produced that amount of money, and then you lower your levy by that much in the year that you're considering. If we look at general county revenue first and apply that, those sales tax revenues, we would not be allowed to assess or to levy a levy, if you will, for 2013. So it would be zero. And if we looked at Road and Bridge secondarily, we would also apply those same sales tax dollars to those potential property tax revenues and would have to roll it back by 7 cents, which means that the county would have the ability to establish a road and bridge levy of 12.5 cents for the year per $100 assessed valuation. My recommendation, based upon the county clerk's presentation of the pro forma from the state auditor's review of data submitted, is that we accept their figures and that we, in fact, establish the 2013 levies at zero for general county revenue. And even though we're allowed to assess a 12.5 cent levy on road and bridge, that we voluntarily roll that potential levy back to zero for 2013 purposes.
And you need that in the form of a motion.
Yes, sir.
And I will make that motion on the statements read.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we establish the levies for 2013 for general county revenue at zero, and based upon a voluntary rollback of 12.5 cents, we would also establish the 2013 road and bridge levy at zero. Therefore, the revenues that would be derived by the county for the establishment of both of those levies will be zero based upon ad valorem taxes, that's taxes upon our real property and personal property within Taney County. Is there discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Donna, thank you for your work on this. And gentlemen, thank you for the motion and the establishment of our 2013 levy. Which one then? This one? No. Very much. I think personally that it's noteworthy to comment that not just this county commission, but prior county commissions for the last several years have voluntarily rolled back an opportunity to assess a levy and collect taxes against property and personal property in Taney County and have chosen not to do that. Next issue is accounts payable. Excuse me.
Move to approve checks numbers 336582 through 336623 and 336625 through 336676.
Are you going to do the warrants with it, or are you going to have to
also include the warrants?
I don't have
that.
Thank you. Warrants 5830 through 5834, and a transfer for paper usage.
Motion before us is to approve checks number 336582 through 336623 and 336625 through 336676, warrants number 5830 through 5834, and a journal entry for paper usage as a transfer. Discussion?
I seconded the motion. Right.
There's a motion and a second.
Yes.
I might be a little tired. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Thank you.
date next Monday, by the way.
Next Monday is the 9th.
City of Forsyth funding agreement. Chris, you want to join us? We have in front of us a funding agreement that had earlier been approved by the Taney County Sewer District Board and passed through to the County Commission. There was general discussion regarding this before, of which you were a part of. I am in receipt of a letter titled Intergovernmental Wastewater Service Agreement, which is from City Council. Mm-hmm. And City Council advises the County Commission that regarding an earlier document that was executed, let me back up. The city agrees that the county regional sewer district will be allowed to use up to 195,000 gallons per day of average daily flow treatment capacity that was purchased under the Intergovernmental Wastewater Service Agreement between the city and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, executed by the city on October 6, 2008 for flows from any new or existing sewer project which the sewer district chooses to deliver to the city of Forsyth's wastewater treatment plant. It's my opinion of those letters that the city has extended the capacity that has been purchased with county sales tax dollars to be utilized. Basically, the flow can come from anywhere.
Yes.
I mean, that really boils it down into a nutshell. That was a question that you had brought up. I think that this answers that question.
And the reason the letter, the original agreement was with the Taney County Regional Sewer District, not the commission, so we had to change the agreement with them, and so hoping that that will suffice. We'll get on with the project. Anything else you need?
Let me note that this is a funding agreement that calls for the County Commission to approve X amount of dollars for two projects within the city of Forsyth. One is the equalization basin,
mm-hmm.
and the second is the Headwaters project.
The Headworks. It's
Headworks,
all one,
I'm sorry.
One project, but there's two steps to it.
And while the agreement states that X amount of dollars will come from the sewer district and X amount of dollars will come from the city, in reality, 100% of the dollars within this are coming from county sales tax.
Yes.
But we're utilizing different
our part and
different portions of that yes. sales tax amount. So the question in front of us, now that we have that, have the document that was requested, do we have a motion to approve Actually, let me back up. Melanie, if you're listening, could you join us for just a moment? In case she's not, would you see if she's there, Linda? My question is, gentlemen, before she gets here, do we have an invoice that's pending that we can just approve, or do we have to submit a new invoice? And I think that there was an invoice originally that was submitted, wasn't there? Not an invoice. This is the agreement, isn't it?
That's the agreement. There hasn't been an invoice to date. There probably some engineering invoices that would be.
So do we have approval of the agreement? Actually, Melanie, I apologize. We're not going to need you here.
Was there money being? Was there a request of funds?
What there is within the agreement, there's a request for a total of $750,000 split in two different areas.
So it's in the request for funds was in the agreement.
Yes. My apologies, Mel. We haven't answered. So what we're doing is agreeing to it. They'll continue ahead with the project if we give approval.
Yeah.
And upon receipt of those bills, the county will, with the treasurer, reimburse or pay for these expenses.
Absolutely.
So the question is there a motion to approve the agreement by and between Taney County Regional Sewer District, Taney County, and the City of Forsyth as presented?
City of Forsyth and
it's listed, I think, on second page. If you
move to approve the intergovernmental construction funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri, and the City of Forsyth for the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
As presented.
Presented.
There is a motion. And the second, to approve the Intergovernmental Construction Funding Agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri, the City of Forsyth, and could we state Taney County Regional Sewer District? Written discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Sir, thank you for your...
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Time and your patience. County Assessor. And by the way, since I was indisposed, my mom the other day, let me congratulate you on being sworn in as Assessor.
I've asked Tim and Kenny to come along, back me up here if I need some help. Mostly here to request funding to keep our office going, but if I might, briefly, I'd like to share you my first 2 days with you. I'm already on my third day. I've kind of been joking about that this morning.
We made this broad enough that you can just address whatever you want, sir.
Thank you. That was wise. I've had the opportunity to visit with all of the 13 employees and ask them the question, what are you happy with and what aren't you happy with? We've had good discussions about what jobs they do. A little joke here, too. Third day, and they're all still here. That's a good thing. And on a serious note, very serious note, I believe I've been blessed with 13 excellent, valuable employees. Tim has agreed to stay on as our deputy, and Kenny is our chief appraiser. I'm very much thankful for that, and I've mentioned it to them. Yesterday, we had a visit from Jim Kyle from the State Tax Commission. Got here about 9, stayed till about 2 o'clock. My opinion, very positive. From his, I think he would give you the same thing. Let me reverse just a minute. In discussions before that meeting yesterday, a couple of things have been said to me that we needed three more appraisers to do our job, to do the assessor's job, than we have currently. And that also that we're like 2 months behind on what we're doing. So that was in the back of my mind before I met with Jim. And Jim presented some ideas. After sharing that with some of the staff and sleeping on it tonight or last night, my plan is, beginning today, as soon as we can make this happen, we're going to do some cross-training, and we're going to move three folks that were not going out in the field doing appraisal to do appraisals. So my hope is that we're going to have three teams out, two persons each. We've been running two teams, two people on one and one on the other. Many reasons for having two on each team. One of the biggest ones being safety. Sometimes there's issues come up. Visited with another assessor a while back, preparing to be here, and he had a gentleman have a gun pointed right in his face recently. So anyway, so my plan is that we're going to have three teams of two appraisers each. Where you all fit in on that one thing is I'm looking for a car. We've got two trucks, as you know, in the assessor's office. I'm looking for a car that's licensed and insured and all that, that's not being used much. And I don't know if it'd be a commissioned car or anyway, so I'd ask you to consider that, see if there's a car out there that we might use for that third group. One other thing that and this all came together yesterday, so I haven't had much time on it yet, but we've got two cameras, but we need three cameras, and so I'm looking for a third camera as well.
A still shot camera?
Yeah, that has a card that we can plug into the Gamma and get those pictures on there. Mr. Kyle said we should have a picture front and rear of the residence and at least one picture of all outbuildings, barns, sheds, whatever that might be. He was wanting to hear that we're going to be getting the tape measure out, not using the laser or the little wheel thing, measuring houses, walking around. And one comment I remember him saying, there's probably a lot of barns out there that maybe aren't there that people are getting taxed for. There's probably a lot of decks that have been put on and all kinds of things that need brought up to date. In his view, it's a 4-year process to get this done. That's why we're needing three teams out there. So, as you can guess, this is all quite fresh, and try to answer questions if you got any to what I've said so far, or run on something else.
These are all his recommendations?
Yep. Most everything came from him. I think that's right.
From the state?
From Jim Kopp from the state, yep.
Was he very positive about sending the money to us in order to do that? I'm really curious.
That's funny you'd bring that up.
Thank you.
Again, he was here from 9 till about 2 when I sensed that we were about the end of our meeting. Let me back up to answer your question first. Everything I received from him, and he can't make a commitment. That's not his decision to make. But my hope and my sense is that there'll be money coming. But now that's my viewpoint. I've had not a word said towards that. I don't know when, how much, but I did ask him about the cycle, I guess you'd say. Their year starts in July, and so we've lost the monies in 2013 from July forward. Those monies are gone. We won't see them. think we'll get the money starting in July in the near future. I hope we do. I think we will.
You're thinking that we may get state money in July of next year?
No.
No.
Their year starts July. This is the way I understood him. I think I heard him clear, was their cycle, their year starts in July when they start sending reimbursements. And if you're withheld from previous of July, those monies are gone. But if they decide to send us money this month, next month, whenever they decide to send us money, they should go back to July 1, and we will get
quarterly reimbursements, hopefully, from that point forward.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I forgot to bring my numbers. But we got like 46,000 properties.
Just a question.
Okay.
If we were out of compliance 3, 4, 5 days ago,
yes,
and suddenly today they're going to say we're in compliance, and therefore they would be willing to send us money, what has changed in the valuations that they've required, which is really a tax increase, from that point 3 days ago till today? That's my question. Just what has changed? I'm tickled that they may consider sending us the money. I just am curious as to why.
You could call the State Tax Commission and get an answer probably. I don't know, Rob.
Okay.
I can only make a guess, and they're hopeful that things will go better for them in Taney County, and just because there's a new assessor, and these are the things they'd like to see.
So my point is, are they saying we're still out of compliance, but they're hopeful that we may get into compliance?
Well, they're of course hopeful that we, I mean, we didn't say anything that specific, but it goes without saying that they hope we'll come into compliance.
Okay.
When that would happen, whether they'll send monies without saying that we're in compliance, trying to remember the ratio study is due out pretty soon, I think, and that we don't know what to say. It may say that we're all great. Of course, that's from who's ahead of me. That was James doing. But anyway, I don't know.
I was just curious.
Yeah. One thing that was, as I was starting to say, and I needed to back up there, was it was most amusing because I got, we're about done, I felt like, about 2 o'clock-ish. And I said, Jim, with a smile on my face, I said, I haven't heard one word about index. What's the deal with this? How come we haven't talked about index? And he said, that's in so many words down the road. Their concern is that, as I was speaking to earlier, all properties are measured right, that all buildings are there or not there, that everything's, our data is right. And that's what they want to see. And I sensed this when I spoke to the two of you the other day, when I spoke with Mr. Everson at a training meeting, that they're not after, I don't understand, because I was here when index was always seemed we wanted to talk about. But anyway, it's very positive. Again, that's just my gut. That's just what I'm seeing.
And I agree with you, because the written correspondence that I've seen from them says that our index is too low, and we're not going to send you money because your index is too low. I really boiled that down in a nutshell. I don't expect
that they won't ask us to change our index. I expect them to ask us to change our index. But from him not even mentioning it until I brought it up, and the focus that he had, that's, I think, a good thing for us. I mean, we're doing what everybody wants, unless you're one of those guys that wants a sweetheart deal, you know. Everybody'd like a sweetheart deal, but you can't have that. It's all got to be even or to the best of our ability. So, as I think I shared before when I was with you, Mr. Everson will be here on the 16th, or Jim will be here on the 16th, and like spend a week and Mr. Everson will be down like on the following day, and we're gonna work.
Well, I think you're talking to the right guy. He's the guy that's going to make the decision.
Yeah, Mr. Epperson.
It's not going to be the tax commission.
Yep.
They're going to do whatever Epperson says, my opinion. Do you agree, Tim?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
One other thing that came about, and gave Kenny a heads up, as we were working yesterday talking with him, we're talking about a computer program that's been, I probably shouldn't say this, but yesterday went so well. The biggest challenge I've got as the new assessor is the computer. And visiting with the employees, I've heard I hate it. And I've had other opinions. We ought to stick with it and make it work. So that's probably the biggest challenge I feel today is working through that. Anyhow, yesterday as Jim and we were working there, we hit a new issue, and I've asked Kenny if he'd explain that because I'm still new.
Pretty much what it was is when the Phyllis were doing our sketching and entering our cards, several of the construction units that we used were not put in because it wasn't in their drop-down list of stuff. Since then, I've talked to Aaron about it, and he's hopefully going to get those construction units we need to put back in there, and it'll bring our calculated values to match the overrides on a lot of the parcels.
Again, I hate it, get rid of it, and I've asked many opinions, and frankly, I thought about our president and the spot he's got himself in. He's just got a lot of things coming at him. What do I do? I've got to thought about him when I'm looking at what we're going to do. Because at some point, we got to make a decision whether we're not ever going to go back to what we had or we are going to go back to what we had. And I guess I should add that I visited with the collector and the clerk yesterday, and I've asked personal property to begin again entering into both systems like they've done for 2 years. I didn't realize they've been doing it for that long. But until the first of the year, if I'm got it right, it's much better for the taxpayer, the time that they spend when they have to come in on an issue, if it's entered in both systems, personal property, and for the clerk's office, and even for our office in some respect. It's better if we start doing that, and so I talked to the staff.
You mean for the future?
For the next 4 months, until the first of the year anyway.
Help me with that specifically, if you would. Why is it better to enter it, to take the time to put it into two systems?
I heard Don move. Donna can answer that very easily. You want to know the answer?
I didn't know that she was doing the assessor's job, but that's all right.
She's not doing the assessor's job, but she can answer.
I know what her role is as clerk.
At one point, James stopped entering into the Jim Travis program.
Yes.
So his staff now enters into the Villa personal property program, prints off a document, hand carries it to my office, where we enter it into the Jim Travis program. Unfortunately, along with the employee from the assessor's office comes that taxpayer. They have to wait for us to enter it into the program, make our copies, and then give to that individual to then take over to the collector's office. So it does cause a burden on the taxpayer. They have to wait twice as long to be taken care of. And then if we are trying to interpret what is being done in the Villa program, since we don't usually do entry.
No, wait just a second. I'm not taking issue with either computer system. My question is, why would we do both? Why don't we just pick one system, whether it's the old system or whether it's
because
the new?
Because personal property is fluid. It is always changing. And you cannot make an adjustment in Villa and have that carry over to the collector's program, which is in Jim Travis's program. So at some point, it has to be changed. We did discuss doing a bridge, but if we're going to go out for bid next year for a new tax program, there is no reason to spend the money to pay a programmer to build a bridge to take data and move it from one.
I'm almost sure that you all came before us and we signed a contract for that bridge.
The contract was not for the bridge. The contract was for to provide services to Taney County for the Jim Travis program. We did discuss doing the bridge.
I apologize. I thought that was part of the agreement. Even the word the bridge was in there, Donna.
Well, we have discussed doing the bridge. But then in conversations which I have shared with you, we have discussed moving forward with a different program. So we can have Jim Travis build a bridge. Then in discussions, let me finish, please. In discussions with the assessor and Sheila had with other counties that were trying to use a bridge, there were a lot of problems and a lot of inaccuracies trying to bring the data over, because the process that uses Villa, that Villa uses, is a completely different process. So my understanding is that Jim Travis spoke with Sean McKinley, and they would have to take the data each day from the assessor's program, pull it up, adjust it so it could be brought over in the bridge into Jim Travis's program. Well, what is that taxpayer going to be doing while that's all happening? So that takes time to do that. So it's much faster for them to hand carry it over to our office and do it for the taxpayer on the spot so the taxpayer is not waiting. So even if we do the bridge, there are problems with doing the bridge. And that all we didn't find all that information out until after we discussed that issue with you. Does that make sense?
Roger. Can I talk?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. My apologies if I'm wrong. It just seems like this commission was asked to enter into an agreement with Mr. Travis to provide that bridge. And we signed that agreement. Now, if I'm wrong about that, again, I apologize. I just believe that I'm not. Again, it's no big deal to me. I want to make sure that we provide whichever company, and I've told you that before, you, the collector, all that we're concerned, that we want to help, I want to help assist you in having the system that you want. So my question really was, and I'm trying to understand it, is why would we utilize two systems now? And I think I'm getting part of it. But apparently, from the last conversation we've had till now, when we thought we were approving this bridge, you guys have decided that we're doing something else. Am I tracking right here?
Well, I think it's a little bit like that, Ron.
Okay.
If you remember the contract you signed this year is almost identical to the contract you signed last year for Jim Travis to provide services to this county. In discussions, I'm sure the issue of the bridge was brought up, but I don't believe it's actually written into the contract. But yes, during that conversation, we were talking about the problems that we're having, and that was our plan at that time. But it is not logical for us to spend a lot of money for our programmer to build this bridge when we know that we're going to be changing the program next year. Now, if we were going to continue...
Okay, let's go right to that statement, because that really takes us where I think that we're heading. It's easy for me, having been through the documents that are presented by the elected officials regarding the 2014 budget, to ascertain that one of our officers, through a special fund, has set up well over $100,000 to purchase a new computer software system. So I can guess that we're going to dump what we have, or Lord knows we shouldn't be spending another $100,000 on a computer system. My personal opinion. I don't care where you go or what company you go with. We want to support you. We'd like to be in on it to help make it smooth as we go from one point A to point B. But
I'm sorry if I wasn't clear earlier.
We're going to a new system, it looks like, right?
Well, that is for the clerk and for the collector. Now, it's my understanding there's not been a payment for the clerk's portion or for the full payment for the collector's portion. There was only one payment made, and I believe it was $20,000. And at the time that payment was made, it was not intended to be a payment for the collector's program, but for the assessor's program. However, the Villa applied that payment to the collector's work. It is my understanding that Sheila plans not to utilize the collector's program. She, in fact, sent an email to them yesterday, copied me and Mr. Pennell on it.
Okay.
And I had informed Village GIS that I had no intentions of moving forward with their program. And it was my understanding that I made that clear to the commission in my discussion with the commission at our last meeting regarding the program. I'm not satisfied with it and have no intention of using it.
I understand that. I understand where you and Sheila are at. So it's my guess that from where we're headed here, and this, Chuck, this is no reflection on the new assessor coming in, that we're looking at potentially, by upkeeping both these programs, also looking at ditching however many thousands of dollars, and I don't mean to say ditching, replacing the work that's just been done over the course of the last 2 years, also in the assessor's office, this is a possibility, so that we have one system, which I'm guessing is going to be a brand new system that we're going to be looking at from some other company for 2014.
I have asked the assessor to go along with us on the personal property portion of his program.
Okay.
So that we have a smooth transition of the data and personal property over to my office and then to the collector's office. So that there is no physical movement of individuals and taxpayers from one office to another to process a tax bill. It can all be done in one entry, one process, and be complete and efficient. So we have asked him. He hasn't made a decision yet. I mean, it's only his third day, as he said before. But we have brought that up to him and made that request.
Okay.
Of course, it's in his ballpark at that time. And
would it be smart during our budgetary discussions for 2014 within the assessor's portion of the budget to look at a portion of that expense to be inserted there? Because if I'm not mistaken, if the state gets re-involved with the county, that is an expense, at least in part, that could be reimbursable by the state. And I think I'm right about that.
That would be fantastic.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to...
And it's not that anybody wants to throw away any money, Ron, but if you buy a horse and it dies on you in 2 days, then you've got a problem. So we don't want a dead horse. We want a functioning program.
Well, if you eat horse, you're okay. But
I love it. I hope I'm being clear. I'm trying not to.
That'd be the French.
French.
Send all your emails to Brent.
My home email is BrandonW@.
I know I had a lot of questions, and I apologize. I just was trying to get that straight. But help me with that agreement, if you will. Of what we had already signed. It just seems like it was a bridge. Okay, all right.
So I'm not going to go in that area. It was my understanding Frank Cotty was already looking at it. Based on our last conversation, he was going to look at that issue, and we have not heard back from him.
Okay, Chuck, we've interrupted your time, and I apologize for that, but we really needed to have some of those questions answered. And I think I'm pretty clear that we're headed somewhere else, definitely. It's not going to be a system that we're currently tied to, is my guess. It's going to be something brand new for the county. Question is, will whatever's brand new be tied to a programmer we've had in the past or a company, or will it be truly a new system and a new company that we'll be working with? Just things to consider. Chuck.
To follow up with what you got into there, again, I think you got this, but as far as the assessor's part of it, at this point, all we have done, and I asked our personal property staff, I said, how's this going to do you? What's it going to do to you? And that's when they mentioned, we've been doing that for 2 years before we stopped just a month ago or whatever.
You mean the double?
The double entry.
Right.
And so, again, the double entry is to benefit the taxpayer and also it'll save a little inconvenience to the clerk. And that's, from my position, that's all that's happened. All that's happening as far as the computer thing, besides lots of discussion.
Was there a lot of information that wasn't put in the old system that was put in the new system? I mean, when we say we double entered, wasn't there a time when some information wasn't put in the old system, Tim?
We've been doing double entry.
On everything from...
On everything.
You've answered my question. Okay.
I don't know about sketches and such as that, but as far as mapping, we've been continuing to do the double entry.
Okay.
Keeping both systems up. We don't know what direction we're going to go, so we want to make sure that whatever direction we go, everything is there.
Yeah, well, I just think that's smart.
Well, Tim's had it, and I didn't prepare you, but if you wouldn't care, just give us a few minutes of how the mapping and what you've done, since we're on this subject and it's part of our office.
We're currently using ARC-10. Excuse me. Currently using ARC-10, which is an upgrade from what we had been using. It's working fairly smoothly. As with any new program, you got to get used to new tools. We've been in mapping. We're currently staying up with everything. A few years ago, we were so far behind, it was pitiful. The economy going down, and getting some good help in the office, we've turned that around. I've got three ladies that work with me, and they both basically handle the day-to-day stuff. Excuse me. And then I generally handle the problems. As far as the database goes, we are keeping up with Gamma, entering stuff in there, which is, there's a lot of difficulties there, and then keeping up with Melissa's, what we're calling Melissa's system, which is a spinoff of an upgrade from Brenda Snyder's program.
Which, right, okay.
So, from my perspective, Ron, Commission, is I've asked nearly everybody, what do you think about it? And Mr. Jim Kyle yesterday, you read people's body language. Sometimes you read it right, sometimes you don't. I may not read it right. But at one point, I seemed to see a little bit of frustration in his face when we found this that Kenny mentioned. And I asked him, just like I asked most everybody else, as I said, what do you think? Save it or, work with it or give up on it? And his bottom line, he said, work with it. So I've had lots of people, some of the, I've got to spend some time with a couple other assessors, and I think both of them said the same thing. Some in the office, Kenny and Jimmy and Roger seem to be pretty happy with it, think it'll work. There's some in the office that I hate it and don't want anything to do with it. I won't score any points if we decide to stay with it. It's going to be a tough decision. That's what I said earlier. That's the biggest challenge I see, is getting my hands on that and seeing, trying to have some vision of down the road what's going to be the best way, because nobody wants to waste the money that you were speaking to, Ron. But as you well know, the assessor's deal is a whole different thing than what the clerk and the collector are doing. And so the possibility is, in my point at this time, is that we may keep it. We may not. I don't know.
Chuck, for your edification, at least my comment and my perspective was, in talking to the prior assessor and talking to the county clerk and talking to the county collector, I'm going to look for those three officers to tell me what they feel is in the best interest of the county and the
sure.
people of the county. And my opinion there hasn't changed. It's just that I sort of need to be educated so I know where we're at in that process. That's why I was asking those questions.
And I don't mean this to mean be harsh or anything, but I said in the meeting before getting here a few weeks ago when you all talked about this, and James and everybody was here, and Ed and his group, and then as I've looked at things down the road and heard things down the road, Taney County has a right call for not being satisfied. And I assume that you all see that. I mean, it has not been what everybody hoped it would be. And we'd like to see them work it out, get our money's worth, and go on.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I am. I look back to 10 years ago to the minutes, and it's amazing. It's almost identically the same discussions that were held back in the year 2000 as are being held today. And it was to go to the program that we're currently with, and the arguments for it and why the old program wasn't working, page after page, what was wrong, is the same comments, I swear, when you read this, that we're hearing today. And
well, to follow up on what you just said, yesterday I heard them talking about the old program, and to give Gamma Villa a little break, because our old program, this is what I heard, I understand it all, that's what I heard, that because the old program was added to and added to and added to and added to, it was most difficult for them to take that information and go to the new program.
Right.
So they didn't see that coming, possibly, I think, has been the comment made. So to cut them a little slack, I've used the old big nut to crack way of saying something. They had a bigger nut to crack than they evidently thought, possibly, is what I'm perceiving at this point. If I may, is that enough on that for now, you think?
Or you just move forward with whatever issue you want to talk about?
Yeah, I got something to say about that. As I've read back through the documents and the minutes and all the things that were discussed, and as a matter of fact, that's one of the things I brought up this morning, is I found in there that Commissioner Strahan had made statements back in 2001, which I... was there was no commissioner named Strahan at that point, but anyway.
That's good.
So, anyway.
I told Danny, I said, you had discussions about this prior?
But anyway, the problems have always existed with the programs. As I sat through BOE this last year and we reviewed things that are shown to us on the board and the process of the program that the assessor's office uses, it showed the addition of new decks, new additions, new things that were not on the old program, which were used and was a great benefit to the BOE at that time. And so as the commission has done, and of course you sat on the commission, as we have done, we've taken the recommendation from the other offices that are involved in this situation, but the county commission has to be educated, visited on the contracts that we approve. This is a problem that seems to be ongoing, hopefully with a combination of the three offices and a program that might assist all three offices, or if one can be bridged to the others. I'd like to see that all worked out. A time frame of 13 or 14 years of the same problem that exists. And we seem to bring focus on it in the last couple of years of it being a severe problem, but naturally with the growth that we've had through that time frame, I would like to see it straightened out, and however it can be straightened out, well, I'm just as Mr. Houseman stated, I'm all for that. That was enough on the programming, I guess, to discuss. I do know that it seemed to work in the BOE process this past year better than it had before, because we recognized mistakes that had been made in previous years that showed up on the reports that Mr. Davis and I think that Jimmy Harding and Mr. Davis are the ones that brought those in to us and showed corrections that needed to be made through BOE. So that's my statement as far as the programming discussion.
Well, I got you one other thing before we get to transfer is next week I've got training I've got to be at, so I'll be around, I hope it's only 4 days and maybe 5 days. I've got to look into that. But got mandatory training, so I'll be here next week. I visited with Rick, and we are currently out of money, and we need like $40,000 estimated each month till we start getting funding again. We know we'll be getting collector funding here a little as we go, and then you know considerable amount at the end of the year. But I'd request that y'all make a transfer for us for it 1 month anyway, and preferably 2 months.
Does your funding, if I remember right, start in November usually for the collection and runs you then through the rest of the year? I believe that's the way it did with James, and then is that the way you usually anticipate it? Or
that's what I remember.
That's the way I remember it being. I have to say this, I find it kind of ironic and maybe odd that this county commission or this county commissioner has always been in support of funding the office, and the keeping the staff on for the citizens to not fall further behind, as you made mention earlier, but I find it ironic that you have to request monies now that the shoe is on the other foot, and you'll find me that I'm in support of the office being run and the transfer of the funds to keep that office running. I think twice you voted against it, but that was just something that was in your personal feelings as far as the sitting on the commission. But I do myself will vote for the transfer of those funds either for a month or if the money is for 2 months. I would be as much as 2 months on the thing or whatever you needed on it. If those monies are transferred to your office and then the existing monies, will they come back to GCR through that process, or how does that work? If we transfer, you said you needed $40,000 a month, you thought. Mm-hmm. So if it's transferred and $80,000 and you start getting funds in, did those monies come back to GCR?
I think there would have to be some action. Vic and I visited about that a little bit. I trust that y'all are going to give us the money until we get money coming. I mean, for this year, I mean, you budgeted it, it's there. So I don't have any problem if you want to do 1 month, so you don't have to question that five of me. Either way you want to go. As you know, Danny, worked together 6 years. I'm a tightwad. I'm not going to waste it.
Can you answer my question on that, Ron? Does that money come back into, if we appropriate it for that, because it's budgeted there?
It's budgeted in your budget.
Last
year you transferred $75,000 over
a period of time, like 2 months or something.
You transferred $75,000. You've budgeted $150,000, I believe. Now, I don't know what you transferred to get through August, but Rick says it's like $40,000 a month. So.
We built a budget based upon an anticipated hope that the state would come up with their share, that they would find that we're in compliance or we're headed in that direction. Well, that didn't happen or hasn't happened thus far. It sounds like it may happen. So we budgeted those dollars physically within the assessor's fund budget, which is a separate budget. And as you know, we can't go over that budget without going through a budget hearing, an amended process, so forth and so on. My suggestion, Dan, would be to transfer in what Rick has told us is needed, which is $40,000, cover the month's expenses. If, in fact, state funding comes, it goes directly into that fund. Whether or not the county can take the funds from there and transfer them back to general county revenue, I don't know the answer to.
But I
do know this, that as I've told Chuck and will continue to do, because it was my recommendation last year and for this budget, that we put monies there in case we were confronted with this situation. It's not our intention, Chuck, to allow the office to go without funding. So my opinion is transfer in, as Rick tells us, what's needed for the month. When we get that magical amount from the state, that'll be wonderful. That plus the withholdings from the political subdivisions will carry us until this time next year.
And the quicker that the collector would do the transfer of funds collected, then the quicker that would the it will come through accounts payable, the monies. Next, if we transfer the $40,000 requested, then if next month there is monies that come in and he needs $30,000, or if he needs $20,000, they've come through accounts payable. Is that the way you see it? I don't
see that we have any problem whatsoever.
I don't understand it either.
I've had probably three or four, and I think I spoke to everybody in the office. I had three or four that were concerned about being put on layoff. And I said this over and over. I personally don't think there's any issue. I think y'all bring the funding to us when we need it. We'll continue. I said
it's just a matter of doing a transfer on paper.
Yeah,
and it's that simple. The auditor's sitting back there, and he's going to tell me how much. I'm going to ask for that paperwork to be put in place, and the county commission will have it in front of them, and we'll do that. As a matter of fact, is it something that you would like us to see us authorize at this particular time, Rick?
Well, I send you an email. Maybe I do, but it takes about $40,000 per month to operate that office.
No, you told me that verbally, so I know.
That's not my question, though, Rick. Let me ask you this. You're here. My question is, if it's $40,000 a month, if the collection of taxes through the collector's office, through the months of this commission has faced this before, if November there's a collection of monies that take care of the office, then there won't be a $40,000 collection. There will be a...
The county won't need to transfer funds if the funds are available.
That's what I'm saying. And,
you're right.
And then, but if we set a certain figure that we do, then we're going to end up with monies that I don't know because of state taxation.
Carol, we're going to be upstairs. You can sit here, but...
But you understand I'm thinking.
Yep.
And
sure.
I hope you do,
well,
Chuck.
To make things easy, I would request that you vote right now to transfer $40,000 into the assessment fund, and then we can come back. I mean, it's not that big a deal. And then the question you have, Danny, we don't have an answer, maybe, doesn't sound like, we won't have to worry about that question. If you'll I'm confident that we'll need that much.
Motion to transfer the $40,000 requested.
Did he just say to make things easy?
Well, this is government. What am I thinking?
Could you have said that 45 minutes ago?
I could have, but I like to talk.
Who was that?
Well, it was one of those two.
Brandon, do you second that motion?
Too. Don't leave Donna.
Well, no, this is my turn. I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to transfer an amount of $40,000 as recommended by county auditor from general county revenue to assessment fund. Discussion, Brandon, you're up.
I don't have
any. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I will send paperwork through the transfer.
Thank you, sir. We'll take care of the paperwork as soon as it comes.
Two things very fast, maybe. One is I learned yesterday, and you probably heard it before, and you all have heard it, I imagine. Our state funding is $288 a parcel.
Yeah.
And it's even less than the statute or Anyway, that's another story we won't go into. Like this year, was budgeted $160,000 to receive from the state, and I asked Rick to put that in for me this for next year, and I haven't had a chance to get to him yet, but he's hearing it now. The total will be on our parcel number $122,000. So we won't have $160,000 like you all were hoping for last year when you made your budget. It's going to be $122,000 according to Jim Cobb.
And what that means is that the county is going to have to budget direct funds into the assessor's fund. And let me give you another tidbit. My guess is within 2 to 3 years there won't be any money coming from the state.
That's not at all, period,
for any county.
Not the first time I've heard that.
I'm just...
Yeah. That was mentioned at my new assessor's meeting up Jeff.
And it won't just be the assessor's fund that takes a hit. It'll be general county revenue for prisoner per diem, for state prisoners, and for other costs that'll be transferred. And you're going to see counties working 3.5-4 day work weeks. I'm not saying that about this county, but... That's what's going to happen.
The other thing, what about my car idea? I can't imagine the camera is going to be any problem. Can you give me off the cuff? Do you think there's a car around that we could use?
Well, as we assess through our departments, Jeff, you know, the way we do that is through whether road and bridge or a certain vehicle is available, we'll get the vehicle if you need the vehicle for the appraisal process for the appraisers, but we'll look through that, but it may be cheaper for us to buy a more economical
Chuck vehicle. We'll look at it right away.
Yeah.
Let me try the Brandon way of doing something. Could I have permission to use the commission car when it's not being used?
From my perspective, we'll get back to you after we talk about it. Is that okay? If you don't mind, and I apologize, we're way over our time, and we've got a meeting with all elected officials at 10:30 upstairs. If you have something else, could I have you pick one of us and come to us and just chat with us?
Well, if you just come back to me and let me know if I can use a car, first chance you get, we're ready to go. Thank you.
Don had a dead horse you could use.
Yeah.
Chuck, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Tim, Kenny, thank you. Mark, great input. I didn't mean to cut it short, but I don't think I did. We're going to have everybody up there. Let's stand in recess until we get upstairs, where we're going to meet with the elected officials and talk about potential future personnel policy.